Hi, everyone, and welcome to this special pop-up podcast. I'm Matt Ryan, and I'm joined by Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio and Joe Spector of the USA Today Network. They are both on this week's Reporters Roundtable, which you can find in your feed later today. For this pod, though, we're just going to focus on Mr. Mark Molinaro, the current two-term Republican Dutchess County executive, is announcing on Monday that he is running for governor, and he already has by far the most support among the GOP county chairs. More on that in a second, but first a little background. The three of us have been covering the state capitol long enough to remember that Molinaro used to be a rank-and-file member of the New York State Assembly. Joe, the Poughkeepsie Journal is a part of the USA Today network, right in your wheelhouse. Tell us a little bit about Mr. Molinaro.
Yeah, he's been in politics, well, since he was a teenager.
That's right.
Really, I mean, he's going to announce on Monday in Tivoli, where he was first elected as mayor.
Dutchess County.
And in Dutchess County. So he'll have that there, and then he'll come up here and do a similar announcement in Albany later in the day on Monday. And he's somebody who's well-known down there. He's been the county executive and assemblyman prior to that. And, you know, it's interesting. Initially, he announced that he not going to run for this seat. There was Brian Kolb, the assembly minority leader, who was in. You had John DeFrancisco, the senator, who was in. Harry Wilson announced that he was not going to run, a Westchester businessman who ran for state comptroller in 2010. So by all indications, it seemed like Molinaro was going to pass. Not only indications, he said he wasn't going to run.
Yeah, well, he seemed like he was reluctant to do it because the belief was it's going to be a Democratic year. Governor Cuomo looked really strong. He's got $30 million in his campaign war chest. And I think maybe Molinaro thought, well, you know, I don't know if I'll win this. It might not be worth it. But the pressure's been mounting on him to do it. And now with Cuomo having this primary challenge from Cynthia Nixon, that gives Republicans hope because Cynthia Nixon could really, you know, beat up Cuomo during this whole primary, and Cuomo could come out September 13th as the primary. He could come out September 14th, severely weakened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly possible.
You know, give the Republicans a little more of a chance. It depends what kind of Republican Molinaro runs at. If he runs as somebody really close to President Trump, I don't think he has a chance.
Well, there's already stories about how he didn't support Trump.
Right. We'll get to that in a second. But, Joe, you talked about, now, Molinaro, I talked to him at the conservative conference in 2017 and asked him, hey, are you thinking about running next year? His word was definitely. I mean, he was definitely planning to do it. And when Harry Wilson dropped out at the end of December, I thought, well, okay, there it is. Of course he's going to run.
Yeah.
And then surprisingly, a couple days later, he said he wasn't going to do it. That really shocked me.
Well, I think the turning point was when Brian Kolb was in the race.
His former boss, essentially.
Yeah, and those two were kind of close relationship. They even, I don't know if they were joking or half joking, but they said they might even run as a team.
Right.
So when Kolb surprisingly pulled out as he was gaining support of county chairs, mm-hmm. Kolb Friday afternoon on like a 4:30, mm-hmm. he decides he's going to pull out Kolb. With that,
spend more time with his family.
Yeah, so that
like,
so that led,
like
yeah.
to say.
It was a strange decision.
It was, and that I think that really now put Molinaro in a situation where he was reconsidering. People reached out to him. And so here he is picking up all these endorsements from all these different county chairs
up
to the point
down.
Where he's pretty well locked up
the
nomination if, in fact, you know, the every delegate goes along with him. But he hasn't even announced yet.
I think we should mention that there is a Republican candidate for governor
well, we
that was announced
John
before
Francisco,
Molinaro,
yeah.
John DeFrancisco,
well,
the deputy majority leader.
Well,
but yeah, reporters like him, Senator DeFrancisco, because he tends to be quite forthcoming and blunt and will tell it
sometimes
like it is.
Sometimes a rarity in Albany.
But it seemed like the Republican Party was not sure that DeFrancisco, he's such an insider,
that
they were afraid that he might not be
the
right.
I mean, this is a guy who's been in office for 25 years. He's part of the Albany culture. The GOP, on a statewide level, they would ideally want to get someone outside of Albany.
Yeah, and you talk to county chairs and people in the party, and they will say that was one of the real factors why they were concerned about DeFrancisco being the candidate. But yeah, I mean, you had this period here a couple of weeks after Kolb dropped out, DeFrancisco was in. DeFrancisco starts picking up all these county chair support, mm-hmm. and everyone assumed he was the presumptive nominee. Then Molinaro reconsiders. They had this confab up here in Albany, the state GOP. Molinaro goes in there, says he's going to run, tells them privately, he doesn't say publicly he's going to run. And then all of a sudden, the whole thing switched, and now Molinaro is the odds-on favorite to be the nominee.
Well, I'll tell you, he has a George Pataki-like kind of profiles, being slightly an outsider, young, from the suburbs, which are crucial swing votes. The New York, I don't know if can you really call Dutchess County the New York City suburbs, but it's almost the New York City suburbs,
John Campbell.
Yeah, right.
That's right. So, I mean, he does have a profile that has been, won Republicans in the past. It's just, as I said earlier, I just don't know the Trump thing is so divisive. If you need to win New York City, you got to distance yourself from the president.
Well, it's tough. I mean, we've talked about it on the show. You know, if you're a Republican, you got to get at least 30% in the city.
Yes.
They haven't been able to accomplish that. They haven't, Republicans haven't won a statewide seat since 2002, George Pataki's third term. So, however the primary plays out and however damaged Cuomo comes out of that, you know, you're still dealing with a state where Democrats hold a 2-to-1 mm-hmm. enrollment majority. So, Molinaro faces an uphill challenge. I mean, there's no question mm-hmm. about it. But, you know, he gets in the race. He could let them fight it out on the Democratic side. It doesn't appear that there would be a Republican primary between DeFrancisco
and
Molinaro.
So
they'll go to the convention in May, and that'll play out how it plays out. And then, you know, Molinaro could campaign and let the primary on the Democratic side just, go back and forth.
But then just one other thing is the question of money, because Cuomo could come out of the primary badly beaten and then just have an ad on TV every single day about how great he is. So I think it depends, will national Republican groups like the RNC give Molinaro money? And what will he have to do to earn that money? You know, what position
will
he have to take?
They're going to want to see a race that is competitive. There's also the factor, though, that Republicans might want to do some stuff in New York to try to damage Cuomo ahead of a potential 2020 presidential run.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, this you've seen it with Cynthia Nixon and Cuomo. Because of her high profile for Cynthia Nixon, that's become a national race. That's a mm-hmm. national primary race.
Right,
so,
all of a sudden, publications like People, Huffington Post.
Oh, everywhere.
CNN, the Drudge Report. Right,
it bleeds into the non-political world, which is the rest of the world.
That primary has become a national race. And, you know, Cuomo in and of himself being a potential presidential candidate running for re-election in the fall, that too draws national interest.
And Joe, you had mentioned earlier this week some conservatives were kind of up in arms that apparently Molinaro admitted to some people that he did not vote for Donald Trump. I think I heard somewhere that he wrote in Chris Gibson, former congressman from the Hudson Valley. You know, I think some conservatives were angry about this, but to me, that's going to help him here in New York if he wants to get anybody who's an independent.
Yeah, we haven't gotten clarification from Molinaro himself about how he voted and why he voted and who he voted for. Mm-hmm. So we don't really know that. I'm sure we'll be able to ask him that on Monday.
Well, he didn't immediately deny it. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Okay. Right.
Because, I mean, that's kind of a sign.
And the other thing was, we mentioned
he's okay with having that out there.
But yeah, I mean, you're right, Matt. I mean, is that, New York is, upstate, right? I mean, there's some districts, areas of New York that strongly supported Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure. And the Republican district areas of that. So that's going to be a challenge for Molinaro to try to explain that vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas in the New York City suburbs or even the city itself, maybe they won't be able to tie him to Trump as much as they might if he said he was a supporter.
Yeah, it's hard to finesse because you got to get New York City, you got to get upstate, you got to get the suburbs. It's a tough line to walk.
We mentioned John DeFrancisco's name. He was on, I believe, Talk 1300 here in Albany with Fred Dicker, and he mentioned something that we've kind of alluded to, is that he really hasn't even been vetted yet because we don't know where he stands on issue X, Y, and Z. And if this is the case, how do all these county chairs all of a sudden throw their support behind a guy who they don't really maybe know that well?
Well, he may be telling them things behind the scenes that he hasn't made public. Mm. Well, hopefully he will be available on Monday.
Well, he's got a lot of questions to answer on Monday.
He's got two events, and between the two events, hopefully we'll be able to get some of this out of him.
Yeah, I mean, DeFrancisco, he said as much. I don't think he's happy with the process here. He thought that he was in line for this nomination. Molinaro comes in, starts picking up all these county chairs.
Not actually running.
DeFrancisco says he's been to a number of events. He goes around the state, and all of a sudden these county chairs are from Molinaro, despite DeFrancisco being in the mix. So will that change? Can DeFrancisco tighten this, into a Republican convention? Karen, we've seen this over the years, Matt too. the odds-on favorite going into the Republican conventions over the years don't always necessarily walk out with it. I mean, you remember
See
Bill...
2010.
Yeah, 2010. Yep.
Carl Palladino. He was not the favorite of the party.
No, they had Lazio. You go back further, John Faso won the Republican convention against Bill Weld, who was the more moderate candidate that the party seemed to be leaning towards. So... you go into these conventions sometimes, not knowing for sure, but, you know, the way things are playing out for Molinaro, the way he has such a what appears to be a sizable lead, it would be a surprise to see that switch all of a sudden, really only a month or so before the convention.
Yeah, I think barring some, you know, unforeseen event, he'll probably be the Republican candidate.
And finally, Molinaro is not this bombastic guy that you might compare to Donald Trump. He's very reasoned, very measured in his tweets and in his statements. I just wonder how that's going to play this year in 2018.
I actually think it could play well because I think people now want the anti-Trump. Like voters, you know, they want, you know, they think they like somebody who's bombastic and then they get enough of that and they say we'd rather have someone quiet. And so I think people might be up for a change because, you know, Trump's only been in for a year and 3 months, but it just seemed longer with the fast news cycles and so much exposure you get to politicians these days. That it could work. It could very well work in his favor, especially because that's some criticism of Andrew Cuomo that he can be kind of hard charging, say the least.
It could.
Bombastic.
I mean, he'll have to do very well upstate, which Rob Astorino 4 years ago won. Upstate.
Yeah, most Republicans do.
Yeah, you know, he got, but Astorino even got beat in his own. County, Westchester, and then he lost in the suburbs.
Westchester's
in the city.
A lot more democratic than it was.
And he was eager to push back against Cuomo in a way that I'm not sure Molinaro is, at least right now.
Yeah, we'll see how aggressive he gets. But Karen made the point earlier, and one of the problems for Astorino is, you know, he just didn't have maybe $5-6 million that he raised. Yeah. He didn't get support from the Republican Governors Association, which was headed by Chris Christie, which was a whole nother set of issues because you know there. It was a belief that there was this tacit, you know,
non-aggression pact.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Between Christie and Cuomo.
You don't have that. But, you know, conversely, can Molinaro raise enough money just to get his message out, just to be able to counter what, with Cuomo having $30 million, you know, he'll be able to fight off the primary challenge and then have plenty of money left. I mean, $30 million, it might even be $40 million by the time.
Right.
He's having a lot of fundraisers this spring.
Yeah, by the time
the July
filings come out. So he'll have plenty of money to fight off both. Will Molinaro be able to do the same?
But Molinaro is a Mets fan. Should we hold that against him?
Oh, well, I don't know. The Mets don't have to have much success in winning, so I don't know. We'll see if that, how that impacted.
All right, that'll do it for us. Thanks to Karen and Joe. We'll all be headed down the Taconic Parkway on Monday as we wait to hear from Mark Molinaro. I'm Matt Ryan. Thanks for listening. See you again.
Thank you.
Thanks.